The drawn-out corruption scandal surrounding embattled Deputy Prime Minister Jiří Čunek is set to continue. On Monday, a private audit ordered by fellow Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg was supposed to bring closure, either to clear Mr. Čunek or find improprieties in his financial dealings. But it has not done either. Although the audit did not reveal that Mr. Čunek had accepted a bribe, it is incomplete and cannot rule out possible irregularities. Mr. Schwarzenberg said on Monday that Mr. Čunek had failed to provide investigators at the private U.S. company Kroll with some 700 pages from a 4,700-page police file. So the investigation will continue, as will the drawn-out Čunek saga. For the time being, both the Deputy Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister will remain in the cabinet. But how will this inconclusive state of affairs reflect on Mr. Čunek's and the government's credibility? A question Jan Wellinger put to political analyst Jiří Pehe.
I think that from the beginning it has been a bit of a farce. I personally think that we have to distinguish between political responsibility and legal responsibility. And if Minister of Foreign Affairs Karel Schwarzenberg wanted to react to the political responsibility of Mr. Čunek, he should have resigned several months ago, and I don't think that any audit was really necessary. So, in my opinion, this will go on. I think that the government, with the help of Mr. Schwarzenberg, is just playing for time, and after 3 or 4 months of this audit, we will now continue for another few months, and then Mr. Schwarzenberg will either resign or not. But I think what's really at stake is to give the government more time.
Jiří Paroubek was one of those who said that the Čunek matter should have been decided in court and not by a private investigation company. Do you think that, certainly from the public perspective, that a solution in court would have been preferable to the situation we have now?
Absolutely. I think that this whole affair should have been decided in a court hearing. That would have been a clean solution, so to speak, understandable to the public, and Mr. Čunek would have been either sentenced or he would be cleared of all charges. The fact that one of the ministers, who on top of that has nothing to do with the judiciary, orders a private audit, and that the Prime Minister says that he basically has no problem with Mr. Čunek and that this is Mr. Schwarzenberg's private affair, all of this is absurd. I have never heard of any government in any democratic country that has dealt with a similar affair in this fashion. I just don't know of any minister who would order a private audit of his colleague in the government, and the Prime Minister would say that this is something that he's not interested in. And so, in my opinion, this is really bordering on the absurd, and perhaps rightly so, because we are in the country of Franz Kafka.
From what you say, certainly damaging to the government.
I think it's very damaging to the government, and in the end, it seems to me that it will have to be decided by the public, and I think that it could easily happen that this very strong effort to save the government with the help of very unusual practices could result in such a drop of popularity of the government parties, especially the two small parties, the Christian Democrats and the Greens, that they will not make it to the parliament in the next election. So this may be very damaging for the government and for the government parties.
Political analyst Jiří Pehe commenting on a scandal that simply refuses to